go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And here we go. How's your slaley? Top of the evening to you. Happy green beer and happy green-smelling funk that's emanating everywhere in downtown San Francisco. I don't know why you took me over there.
I don't know either.
I mean, she took me over to Front Street. She says, you have to be part of the party. I said, yeah, but, you know, we have the show to do, and I know we're not allowed to drink. And I don't know. I don't believe in contact highs, but if there is such a thing, then I might be. But I don't think I am. Pretty
sure
that doesn't work.
Okay.
You know, a contact high is all a bunch of BS.
That's what you said before.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I got high. No.
Not today.
Well, if ever there was a place to do it, it would have been over there on Front Street. That's for damn sure.
Americans are expected to spend $255 million on beer for St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Way, hey, and up your raises. Way, hey, and up your raises. Way, hey, and up your raises. Early in the morning.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Some Irish people, they think they're divine.
The town drunk is a person of great honor.
Drinking, screaming, fighting, vomiting, just like any other day here at the Late Show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's what we do with the drunken sailor. That's what we do with the drunken sailor. That's what we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of strangers peeing in your front garden.
Yeah, and not only that, remember the sinks are peeing too, and they're going into our ocean. Just keep that in mind.
The sinks are?
Haven't you ever been in a men's room on St. Patty's Day?
Oh, gosh. Come on. Well, no, yeah. I have not. Okay.
Arm yourself with knowledge about who St. Patrick was and what he did for Ireland, then promptly forget about it with your third Jaeger bomb. By the way, how long ago was that? That was 1,583 years ago. In the year 432, remember that.
I will.
If you can, unless you've already had too much green stuff. One or the other.
I'll tuck that knowledge away for next year.
Yeah, sort of. And by the way, it was uncertain whether he passed away on March 8th or 9th. So church officials added the dates, making, you know, St. Patty's Day the 17th. They just kind of added them together.
Yeah, why that sort of like split the difference?
That just seems like a Jameson excuse to me.
Totally.
Right? I mean, and make sure that you use the, you know, Irish phrases like, top of the morning after midnight.
Well, you can use
it all day long, just like I get caught doing on this show saying good morning all the time after doing morning drive for 25 years. My liver's swollen to the touch. I wish that it was, but it's not. And if you don't puke and end up at a bar named O'Reilly's, then I guess you didn't do something right. And your goal for the night should be to wake up with a ginger who has stolen your soul. That would be my goal.
That's frightening. Well, it looked like people are having a great time. The weather's decent, a little windy on some blocks, but out in front of, let's see, Harrington's, Royal Exchange, Schrader's, and whatever else bars are in there, the annual St. Patty's Day party in downtown.
I promise, because, and Kevin the Rat was very, very interested in this. By the way, we're going to get to the 49ers player.
Chris Borland.
Yes, who's leaving the league and the R49ers because he's afraid of the whole concussion thing. We're going to discuss that with him.
So interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's something you aspire to do all your life, and then all of a sudden here you are in the NFL, and you decide, you know what, it's not safe. But,
yeah,
I mean, what makes you
give up your dreams, and then you've worked this hard, and it just really is. I mean, I applaud him, I guess, but I'm like, that has to be one heck of a tough decision.
Okay, so, again, as I promised Kevin the Rat, if you want to impress people when you're out drinking for St. Patty's Day tonight, how about showing them you're the MacGyver of drunks? All right, I have the idea. There's a YouTube floating around that I watched this afternoon that shows how to get the cap off of a beer bottle by using nothing but a sheet of paper. It's an old bar trick, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, but if you've never heard of it, here's what you do. Fold the paper in half from the bottom, all right? Are you following me? So fold in by the bottom.
Here, let me get you a beer bottle.
Do you have a beer bottle? It's Because does she have a beer bottle?
I was trying to do a little radio theater there. Sorry,
I
don't.
People in the newsroom are looking. They may have a beer bottle.
Go get us some beers, interns.
Don't we have any bottled beverages back in the back? Maybe we'll try this.
I don't think the kind that needs a...
All right, so anything will work, I think.
Church key.
Okay, you're folding. Now fold that. So here you go. Then what you're doing is fold the paper from the half to the top of the bottom. Okay, so then fold it in half, long, three wise.
Man, I could have drank the whole beer by now.
Fold it in half. Half long, three times until it's thick and heavy, right? So there you go. All right, there it is. All right. Now, fold that in the middle until it turns into a V shape. So that would be like that. Okay, like this, okay? Now, hold the body steady. Hold the body and your bottle steady. Put the V-cap underneath the cap and pop it off. It'll work.
But you said all you needed was a piece of paper. You still need a piece of paper. You still need your hand.
No, but the bet is...
I thought it was magic or something.
No. The bet is I bet you I can open a bottle with a piece of paper.
I see.
And you can by folding it into this V shape that I'm kind of sort of showing you.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's kind of a joke. Like, okay, you owe me $10. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And all the beer that I can drink for the rest of the night.
Right,
yes, right. If I can't, then I owe you. So that's why you should practice. By the way, preaching about beer and all things green, you've got yours on today. I kind of forgot, but I don't know why I forgot. Well,
I
know why, because
you.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, and so on Tuesdays we wear red?
No, I made it even worse. I'm wearing a Manchester United shirt, so that even makes it worse.
Kind of the general area, though.
Yeah, but I don't think that. No, that doesn't work.
I'm surprised
work.
You didn't
no,
get us
not
beat
with the
up.
Irish. Yeah,
you got us beat up downtown.
That's why I covered it up with my hoodie. I'm not
San
stupid.
Francisco
yes,
hoodie.
I have a lot of Irish friends. I'm not stupid. Now, so by the way, the other thing we want to share with you is we're trying something new. Tell the peeps.
We are meerkatting. If you listened last night, you know that we did that. Just follow us at Generation Drex via Twitter and or Meerkat.
Yeah, and Meerkat is M-E-E-R-K-A-T. You got to download the app. We're not trying to sell the app. It's free.
Yeah,
or
it takes 2 seconds.
We wouldn't be allowed to do it. So,
you'll love it.
Yeah, so then what you can do is we simply have our iPhone up here mounted on one of the spare microphones. And you can follow us, and you can see us live in studio in HD. And you can also hear the audio, and you can hear and see all the shenanigans and schlally play that happens during during all the breaks. There we are. We're up and running. Every once in a while, it goes down to audio only, but I see the videos back up.
Okay,
that's
it
how
keeps
many
firing.
People. That's how many people are dialing in. So, popping
plus,
in.
If you're
not dialing,
if you're
that's 1992.
Listening and or watching to us, you're nice and safe and away from the police, who are having lots of roving checkpoints tonight in San Jose and San Francisco. CHP, same thing. I'm pretty sure I heard Robin Winston say. So, you know, be cool, be careful, get an Uber or stay home and stay safe.
Right on. Okay, we'll talk all things 49ers and coming up how to be a zillionaire, but you have to behave yourself. I guess he's kind of a career coach, right?
Oh, yeah. Marty Nemko.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Career coach extraordinaire.
And you know, we'll get into I'll have a grande latte with esteemed civil rights lecture to go, if that's okay with you. I think you already know what I'm talking about. If you heard the Starbucks chat today.
Hold the holier chatter. Than thou.
And then pour it in the classroom. And what else did we forget? Oh, my God, the rapper. The rap chick from New York City who's in Playboy.
Azealia Banks.
Wow.
She is sounding off big time.
Yeah, in a very, very racist kind of way. Yeah.
Turnabout's fair play, I'd say, but whatever.
No, it's not. Racism's never right. That's whether it comes out of a black mouth or a white mouth or, you know, a yellow mouth or a green mouth. It doesn't matter. Racism is racism, man.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that white people are more racist. And so she's going after that, I assume. I don't know, actually.
We'll talk it out. We'll fight it out. Yes, don't go away. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up. And first of all, I hope he's not down on Front Street. Or he's you're totally bogged down. Yes. So let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. I do have some good news. 17 southbound before Summit Road, that broken down big rig that's been blocking up the right lane for the last, 3 hours or so. It looks like they might be getting it loaded up. An hour ago, they said a tow truck was 30 minutes away, but the jam up is clear back into Los Gatos. But traffic is starting to move a little bit. That makes me think they've got them hooked up and getting them out of the way. Don't forget, there is still a high wind advisory up across the San Mateo Bridge. Eastbound direction still a bit slow all the way across up to the Nimitz. And in Antioch, eastbound Fort Somersville Road, an accident there blocking the middle lanes. It should be on the center divider now. That's been causing some heavy jam-ups, too. And don't forget, again, I'll say CHP and other law enforcement agencies, they have got their DUI checkpoints going on all around the Bay Area, kind of roving. So just be careful. Don't drink and drive. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe for a limited time. Park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Who doesn't love cheese? 3 days of cheese bliss await you at California's 9th annual Artisan Cheese Festival in Sonoma County Wine Country, March 20th through the 22nd. On Friday night, cheesemongers square off to make the best bite. Chef Ryan Scott will emcee the festivities. Have you always wanted to make, cook, pair, and taste cheese? Learn from the experts at Saturday seminars. And on Saturday night, chefs take center stage with their best bites. As over 24 restaurants showcase their cheese-inspired dishes for sampling with wine and beer to complement their creations. Sunday, stroll through the artisan cheese tasting marketplace. Taste and buy cheese from dozens of artisan makers and meat. Try and buy wares from artisan wineries, craft breweries, and local food vendors. Celebrity chefs, world-class cheese, wine, beer, and more. All in one fun-filled weekend, March 20th through the 22nd. It's all about the cheese at the Sheraton Hotel on the Petaluma River. For tickets and information, go to artisancheesefestival.com. That's artisancheesefestival.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
7:21 on the Drex Radio Show on this St. Paddy's Day, 2014.
Seven shots of Jameson, I'm too drunk.
Hot dance.
I just made out with a leprechaun, I'm too drunk.
Hot dance.
Come and shake my shamrock, honey, it's going
going down.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going down all around the world, I would suppose, especially in the Bay Area. Things are getting nutty wacky all over the place. Let's talk about Chris Borland. Can you punch Dieter up there for me?
You betcha. Or do you need me to do it?
Yeah, so Chris Borland, fearing for his own health, is retiring from the 49ers at age 24. Dieter, thank you for joining me from KNBR. I do appreciate it. I'm not messing up your St. Paddy's celebration.
No. I'll get that underway after this. I put it on.
You know, no, it was the craziest thing. Heather said, look, dude, you have to go down to Front Street and, you know, experience the party.
Soak in some of the atmosphere.
Right. I said, what is there to soak in? I mean, we're down there, and of course you can't move. You're either soaking in the green scent or sucking down the green beer. I said, this is not doing anything for me. I've got a show to do.
It was purely medicinal, I'm sure.
Right, yeah. There is such a thing as contact.
The idea is to not remember the terrible things you did, so it should work out in the end.
I remember everything because I didn't do anything except have a Togo sandwich. Okay, so let's talk about Mr. Borland and Chris Borland, why he is retiring from the 49ers at age 24.
Well, Chris Borland, this is kind of a first in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 24, very young. He just finished his rookie season. He had an outstanding rookie season. The 49ers were really counting on him to come back and be a major player for them next year. And I think he just went through and had kind of come up to this conclusion based on all the evidence that's been presented in the last 2 years or so regarding concussions in football, and just decided playing in the NFL isn't worth the risk. He's looking at his post-playing career and didn't want all the effects that he's seen former pro football players going through currently. He didn't want those effects to come down on him, so he decided to walk away. It was a very bold move. No one's ever really done anything like that before.
Well, now, of course, everybody talks about the concussions and how horrible they are. I mean, there are even lots of parents who will no longer allow their kids to play football in high school, elementary school, you know, or whatever the case may be, high school. They want them to play soccer.
Well, soccer's coming under fire now, too, from the head.
Soccer.
Yeah, heading the ball.
Soccer. Well, yeah, I mean, same thing,
soccer.
But.
Soccer does have that issue. There is a lot of, with the heading of the ball, people say that there are a lot of concussions from there. But the issue with football is more those hits that might not be diagnosed as concussions. Every play, especially if you're on the offensive or defensive line, you're banging helmets with another guy. And those micro concussions, those mini concussions, those have a cumulative effect over time.
Okay, when we talk about Chris Borland, and how many hits did he have last year? Like 108 or something? What were you telling me?
Yeah. 108 tackles.
108 tackles.
Outstanding. That doesn't count in all the times that he made contact with somebody else on a play, which is more or less every play he was on last season. But 108 tackles is an outstanding number in the NFL, especially for a rookie, and 49ers are really counting on him there. So
third round draft pick in 2014, right?
Yeah. This is a guy who had seemingly a great career ahead of him. And decided to walk away from it. And that's been a lightning rod issue around the NFL.
Well, now, I think this is the big question that everybody asks about and really wants to know. It's like, okay, all right, you're 24 and you're going to retire because you don't want a concussion. And it's the bigger picture. It's about your life. And we only get one time on this planet, we think. So therefore, we don't want to screw it up. It's not always all about money. But on the other hand, it's what every young man who plays football aspires to be. And then here he is, the third round pick, and he's playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Couldn't get much bigger than that. Then all of a sudden, you know, he may be making a half mil now, but there's a $10 million paycheck right around the corner.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. There's no question. If he stayed on the path that he was on, he was going to get paid many millions of dollars over his career.
Yeah. At least $2.32 million for the next 3 years, or the four-year total contract that he had with the Niners. That's a little bit of cha-ching to walk away from.
Right. Yeah, I guess people are asking, it's like, well, okay, but maybe wouldn't you stick it out for 10 more minutes?
I think that only speaks to the level of information that's out there currently, that someone's willing to make that sacrifice. Obviously, Chris Borland views the game a lot differently than certainly I view it, and people who are very passionate about it. I don't want to say that he doesn't have the same passion for the game, but he's able to balance it in perspective.
Anyone else. Yeah, I want to open up the phones. 808-0810, because exactly what you said is to Kevin the Rat's position earlier this afternoon, saying, well, you know, it's your life. It's admirable that you're pointing this out, the whole thing about the concussions. On the other hand, Kevin the Rat was telling me he's taken a lot of heat in the social media world and in talk radio world. I'm sure you guys are hearing it on KNBR.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, what are the negative things that are being said? 808-0810, I'm just curious.
The biggest one is that he's a quitter. I mean, we've had former players call him a quitter, which I know that sounds very light, but the NFL is a very band of brothers mentality, and if you're a quitter, that's about the worst possible thing you can be. Coward is another big one. And then it just gets into, you know, moron and other small petty things like that. So
when you get to the
Twitter, to the sewer of Twitter, I can just imagine what some of the tweets are like. But nonetheless, do you agree? I mean, that he's a quitter, he should have hung in there, or, you know, not a team player. 808-0810.
Run for your life based on the information that's out there. But then we don't have any idea what he's thinking of doing instead, do we, or do we?
No, there hasn't really been a lot of information on that. But he has been, I guess, willing to do a lot of interviews. He's been doing the rounds for the last 24 hours or so. So I'm sure we'll find out what it is he's doing next. But whatever it is, he clearly has a plan and is looking to do that instead.
Maybe he's a spokesperson for, like, a better, safer NFL. I don't know. But there's something there. I mean, it's very admirable what he's doing and saying.
All right, Dieter, thank you very much for speaking with us. I do appreciate it from KNBR.
Thanks, man. Go have yourself a big old Guinness.
Will do. Green beer for everybody.
A stout or two or four. Yes, sir. Have a good night. All right, more of the Drex Radio Show coming up here. And we'll get to this Azalea Banks. I hate everything about this country. Updated about 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's just ugly, 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 ugly.
They'll be happy to have you over there in Russia.
You know, I mean, you know, racism comes in all colors, turns out. Yeah. All right. You'll hear it next. Oh, trust me, it's a big wow, W-O-W, on 810 KGO, KGO 810. 7:37 on the Drex Radio Show. Coming up, I'll tell you how to cheat with March Madness so you can cash in. It's probably too late, but nonetheless, maybe you'll remember it for next year. Yeah, I'll tell you how to cheat. Unless you're face down drunk already.
I'm too drunk. I've had 4 Irish car bombs, man. I'm too drunk. And 7 shots of Jameson. I'm too drunk.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I'm not too drunk for that. I want to be out there, but I have to tell you, here's my problem. My friends, and I have a lot of Irish friends, they always want me to drink that damn Jameson, which I can't stand. Sorry, I can't stand it. And then I get really, really naughty when I'm forced to drink it.
Uh-oh.
Bad things happen.
You spank your friends?
Even myself.
How could you make me do that? Well, I have to say, there's much better whiskeys out there to drink. Sorry,
yeah,
but there
that's
are,
what
right?
I think too. Yes, yes, yes.
Smoother.
Yes, 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 yes. Jacob's Creek and stuff like that. Let's not talk about my favorite whiskeys.
Yeah,
yeah, whiskeys. So, yes. By the way, you can join us, Generation Drex. Follow us on Twitter, and then if you follow us on Twitter at Generation Drex, you'll see where you can join us on Meerkat. Meerkat, and that's a live feed around the world, and you can watch us and see us. And sometimes, like right now, it's crashing us. I think so many people are hitting us, so it's audio only. But nonetheless, it'll come back in a second when I walk over there and tap it or kick it. And then you can hear what we talk about during the breaks. Things that are messy.
Way more exciting. No.
Don't say that. Hey, so what's up with Azalea Banks? Do you know this woman? If you're younger, you probably do. She says, and this would be no big deal because it's just somebody running their racist mouth, except that she is popular, especially amongst younger Americans and younger folks around the world. And she did a Playboy interview. So that's big time. So she's fair game. And this story has popped up already on CNN, and now it's popping up on KGO. So in case you don't know who she is, when it comes to feuds, you could probably pair Azalea Banks up with any number of people, Iggy Azalea, with whom she's exchanged many angry tweets. If you follow all of this chaos and drama, I can't play you much of her music, but I think this is from 21. It's just the safe part.
Go 212.
Ahead. 212. Oh, yep.
She's talking 21. About an area code.
I know what 212 is. It's New York. Go ahead. So here's the thing. She's very talented. I mean, she can sing. She's just not a rapper. She can sing. Mm-hmm. That girl can sing. I mean, she can. So anyway, she's in the April issue of Playboy, and she's picked out some particular targets, saying Pharrell and Kendrick Lamar engage in non-threatening black man crap. I'm using the edited versions. Thank you. And then from CNN, if Azalea Banks is asked to leave the United States, that will be okay with her. She says, I hate everything about this country, the rapper told Playboy interviewer Rob Tannenbaum. Like, I hate fat white Americans. All the people who are crunched into the middle of America, the real fat and meat of America, are these racist conservative white people who live on their farms. Those little teenage girls who work at Kmart and have a racist grandma. That's really America. That's what she said.
Wow.
808-0810.
Maybe now, if you actually went there for once in your life and you could see what people were really like.
Here's what I'm not doing. I'm not race baiting. I have to tell you, though, when I first read this, what was the first thing I said? I said, can you imagine, like, somebody else saying this? I mean, you know.
If you change the color of the skin right, and that who was being talked about, yeah, right.
Just imagine Miley saying this. And reversing, you know, the word white with black. These comments were preceded by remarks about race and racism, topics she frequently addresses on her no-holds-barred Twitter feed. She says, oh, it's always about race. Lord, who's a singer and artist, can run her mouth and talk crap about all these other ditches. But y'all aren't saying she's angry. If I say something, I get pushed into a corner, she said. Really, the generational effects of Jim Crow and poverty linger on as I have my money. I'm getting the F out of here, and I'm going to leave y'all to your own devices. She wants to get out of the country. Well, guess what, honey? You are in the 212. There's lots of planes. Get on one. Get out. That's what I say. 808-0810. I mean, you know, and here's the funny thing. Heather and I talked about whether we talk about this story or not, giving her credence. And I said, look, she's in Playboy. I mean, that's big time. CNN's talking about it. That's big time. She goes, yeah, but is it going to get any attraction? Is it going to gain any traction? Because it's a black person being racist about a white person. And that might not be a big deal. Because maybe white people don't care. You want to call us all big, fat, white Americans? Who grow up in the middle of America with our fat, with our meat and our fat, and our racist conservative white people.
She's talking about my people.
And our little teenage girls who work at Kmart and have a racist grandma. Is that okay?
Now she's not talking about my people. Come from good Iowa Dems. Grandma drove a Prius.
I don't remember grandma being a racist.
Yeah, not in
my family.
I
remember shopping at Kmart. I don't think that makes anybody racist. 808-0810. Again, Miley Cyrus, there'd be a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would be the end of her career. I mean, does it make it any better that she's ripping on Pharrell and Kanye? And by the way, as she said, you know, Lord, who's a white artist, can run her mouth and talk about all these other ditches. And you don't get mad. So I'm leaving you to all y'all's own devices. Her comments weren't limited to these issues. Banks also lashed out at fellow artists Pharrell, Kendrick Lamar, and Kanye West. Oh, well, okay, he was included. In American society, the game is to be a non-threatening black person. That's why you have Pharrell or Kendrick Lamar saying, How can we expect people to respect us if we don't respect ourselves? Oh, he's playing that non-threatening black man crap. And that gets all the white soccer moms going, we love him.
Oh, that's funny. I got to give her some props for that. I mean, I like the fact that she's sort of pushing the envelope and whatnot, but you'll like this tweet that I saw. Azealia Banks talked all that black empowerment stuff until white media offered her a check.
Yes,
now
thank
she's
you.
Butt naked in Playboy, LOL. Okay.
Amen.
Good point. Yeah.
Even Kanye West plays a little bit of that game, she added. Oh, she did approve of Jay-Z, noting that, well, he hasn't played any of those games. The interview will appear in the April issue.
And I think she's got the cover. I've seen some pictures. They're quite amazing, if I do say.
Well, I don't think anybody actually goes out and buys the publication. I'm sure that I won't, nor do I care to see her.
Well, we get it here free,
either.
Right?
I wouldn't anyway. Racist pig is a racist pig. Okay. It's just bad. Racism's racism. I mean, you just don't see it that way. I just do. I mean, I don't have any tolerance for white people who are racist.
Right.
Nor do I have any tolerance for black people who are racist. It's just wrong.
I just feel that black people in this country are still fighting their way out of a paper bag. I totally understand that, yes. And I get it. And I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I'll give her a lot more leeway. I don't know why that is. I mean, Ku Klux Klan, I hate you. Azealia Banks, say whatever you want, you know? I don't know.
It's racism. And that's pure and simple. Okay.
Well, it's just silly words, at this point,
if we're going to play that game, then we should all just go ahead and be face down drunk. Yeah, I mean, really. That way we can get over all of it. Isn't it funny when we're all face down drunk? Then we're all the same color. We're just all green. Maybe that's what the world needs, a whole lot more of that. More of the Trex Radio Show coming up. And, yes, how to cheat at March Madness and a whole lot more. The Drex Radio Show. First, let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. I have very good news. Through the Santa Cruz Mountains, 17 southbound, that semi that was taking out the right lane at Summit Road or just before for like the last 3 hours has finally been moved out of the road. The road's completely clear now, and traffic is relaxing very rapidly from Bear Creek Avenue. Also in Milpitas, northbound 880 at Dixon Landing, you had a fender bender there helping to create some jam-ups. They've cleared that, and you've only got minor delays now between Warren Avenue and 237. In the city, something to watch out for on southbound 101, about a mile before Cesar Chavez, somebody's bumper fell off, and it's laying there in the left lane. And keep in mind, too, this being St. Paddy's Day, that CHP and other law enforcement agencies are putting up DUI checkpoints all around the Bay Area, rolling checkpoints. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Start your engines and race to win at Cache Creek. Every Friday through Monday, now till April 5th, we're holding free slot tournaments from 12 noon till 10 p.m. The top five scores each day will move on to the finals, where we'll give away a brand new Dodge Challenger and a Kia Optima. And don't forget the cash. Lots of cash. Be first off the line and get your free slot tournament entry every Friday through Monday. Plus, when you play more, you can earn another entry. Time for you to become a champion during the Race to Win slot tournaments, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here. Play the best. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
My husband has never bought a car in a car dealership. He does not like car dealerships, except for Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco.
People like Mara and her husband have high standards, and they found their Mercedes waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can, too. Shop over 600 new and certified pre-owned vehicles from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. Spectacular new car sales have created an extremely large volume of quality, late-model, certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles at both dealerships. Virtually all of them are available with special, low finance rates, and certified pre-owned C-Class and GLK-Class vehicles. vehicles come with complimentary prepaid maintenance. You can even get payment credits on select models. For details, call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. Find out how affordable luxury can be with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
It's just finding the right dealership at the right price.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
See dealer for details ends March 31, 2015.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
St. Paddy's Day 2015 in the house.
Doing shots until I throw up, cause St. Patty drove out those snakes.
Oh, thank God. It,
the boss is wondering where we are at McDonald's drive through in the car to chase things down with a shamrock shake.
It's Adam and Maroon 5. Thank you very much. All right. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. A couple days away from spring we are now. Officially starts at, 3:45 on Saturday afternoon. How bizarre is that? I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems like it's been spring since I got here in January. So
it is.
I don't know.
I'm going to be a trendsetter and start celebrating spring earlier in the morning.
How the hell do you know the difference? I know the people in Chicago are happy because it's 77 degrees today. That's a party for them compared to what they had.
I heard that.
Yeah. So good for them. So let's get to, let me see here. We're going to have the Bay Area's career coach on the phone. And this is kind of fun because I found some listicles that we can talk to him about. For instance, things that successful leaders never tolerate, and six tips for working successful, you know, being a success by working with a younger boss.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to overcome some stuff, huh?
And also, one of the things we want to talk about is how to cheat at March Madness. Well, I don't know for sure, but the first round of March Madness starts tonight. And if you're still filling out your bracket, well, you're probably too late, but here are four tips from mathematicians that could help. First of all, don't let bias play into the game. In other words, don't pick Boise State to win, win it all just because you went to Boise State. They're an 11 seed and no one above an 8 seed has ever won before. So, and by the way, I love this. Don't pick Kentucky to lose just to be different. They're the favorite because they're undefeated. Nate Silver is the statistic guy who predicted almost everything right in the 2008 election, and he's calculated that Kentucky has a 41% chance of winning, followed by Villanova at 11 and Wisconsin at 10. So again, here they are. You're welcome. Kentucky, Villanova, and Wisconsin. Don't pick any team lower than a 5 seed to win it all, meaning a number 6 seed or a number 10 seed. The higher the number, the lower the rank they are. A lower number means a higher rank, and it's called a high seed. Confusing? I know, but not. Okay. According to Silver, any team with a lower seed that has less than 1% chance of winning. And Utah is the only 5 seed that has at least a 1% chance. So look at who's been winning recently. A math professor in North Carolina had a cheerleader fell out of bracket last year, after looking at teams that won a bunch of games in the last season, and she beat 96% of the brackets on ESPN.com.
Huh.
So now you know.
Well, always follow. You know. I love Nate Silver. Like, yeah, if he says so, go with what he says. Jeez Louise.
Kentucky, Villanova, Wisconsin.
Done and done. I haven't seen that floating around the office this year. Maybe it's all up on the other floor.
Maybe it's illegal with this company.
It is not. I've seen it a lot.
Oh, really?
I think
oh,
so. Okay. Was it this company?
Maybe you're not
maybe
supposed
now I'm
to
in
say
trouble.
So. I don't know. maybe it was the company that works above us. I don't know. Hey, so today you won't be surprised to hear this, but here's the part I want to chat about that'll drive everybody crazy. California drought. State approves sweeping restrictions on water use. All right, so hotel guests get a chance to decline fresh towels and sheets. They've been doing that for a long time all over the United States. Business operators must place signs in the bathroom reminding them they have the opportunity to conserve. You know, if it's yellow, that's mellow. Okay, so amid the fourth straight year of severe drought, California makes further constrictions and considerations. Yeah, far-reaching restrictions, actually, limiting households to 2 days of outdoor watering in some parts of the states.
And we should probably stop entirely.
Requiring restaurants to serve water only upon request. That seems fair.
So know that when you go to a restaurant that they're not ignoring you. You have to ask for the water. And this starts in May. So.
And by the way, no spraying down your sidewalks, driveways, patios, or watering lawns or gardens to the point of causing runoffs, washing cars without a shutoff nozzle, and using drinking water in ornamental fountains. New rules adopted Tuesday could go even further. So, okay, so here I've got 1 minute to say all this. One of the greatest stories I heard about the drought today is stop washing your jeans.
Really?
Jeans. Do you know the average American washes their jeans how many times after they wear them?
Oh, how many
Quickly.
Wears?
Yeah, how many wears?
Two
is correct. 10 is the correct answer.
Says who?
The jeans manufacturers.
Well, I heard this several years ago that you're not supposed to do it, and I rarely wash my jeans because I want them to stay dark blue.
Right. But they fit better. The jeans, the denim manufacturers came out today, said, look, you can go 10 times without washing your jeans. It's actually better for the denim.
Oh, for sure.
And then, by the way, here's the fun thing about guys. They'll never tell you the truth about how many times they wash their jeans.
Can tell by looking at them.
I don't know. I'll tell you. You know when I wash the jeans? When they stand up themselves. When I take them off and they stand up.
It's scary washing your jeans, too, because once you do, it's going to take you 5 extra minutes just to get into them. You know what I'm saying?
Because
shrink up
that.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Right.
The butt's not quite right. I got to bounce up and down.
Here's the other thing that we were discussing today. You really don't, if you go to a clean environment, let's say when Heather goes to church and she dresses up nice.
let's pretend.
Let's pretend, Heather, when we're
microphone.
Going to church on Sunday, we don't have to wash those clothes. You can bring them back and hang them up and wear them another time.
Oh, of course.
Yes. When you go to dinner, unless you slop yourself up like you usually do, but if you don't, by some chance, now I'm the one who does that, I admit. If I don't slop myself up, I can take those clothes back and hang them back up and wear them another time.
Yeah.
If I wear a special shirt to a meeting and I only have it on for a couple hours, I can take it home and wash it some other time.
And it's not with Jim Mahaney and you're not pitting out.
Right, I don't want to be pitting out with the Cumulus folks.
I gotta beat the boss.
Yeah, but but the point is this is how we can all save water. We don't have to be washing stuff over and over and over again.
Oh, for sure.
Not necessary.
Shellac on the clothes.
Hey, they make really good deodorant nowadays. Just put some on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Got it?
Hold your jeans up,
good.
Put them back in the drawer. You're
all
fine.
Right. Play with your slaley. That's clean, I hope. All things green and the St. Patty's fun continues. Coming up here next, we're going to tell you how to get a gig and keep a gig and be really wealthy. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.